Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sabres and Devils tonight downtown. Pregame at 7. 8 o'clock start. Reverse retro. Got to know the uniform schedule, Mike.
They're going to wear the black stuff they wore on Wednesday 13 times this year.
Okay.
I mean,
they only have like 15 games left.
Right. I was just like I heard that on, I think Brian Duff said that on the broadcast on Wednesday night. I'm like, damn, that's a hearty portion of the schedule.
And being told they have 62 games left, actually. Yeah. Trey Wingo. So a couple things from our chat with him. The Kansas City line is up to 16. So it's definitely safe to be the biggest line a Super Bowl winner has ever faced as an underdog the following season. And he said Ja'Marr Chase won't play. Not necessarily. Like, that's still, it's possible that he will. Unless Trey know somebody, and he might. But he didn't say it like that. So Mixon is out. But
right.
Chase may not be for the Bengals at Tennessee. That is a really interesting matchup. Playoff rematch.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Both teams, the winner of that game will look really good.
That game is on my picks radar.
It's, what is it, 2.5 Tennessee? 3?
I might have seen 3.5. I don't remember what I jotted down.
2.5 Bengals. Two and a half. Bengals are favored on the road.
Right.
Interesting.
Do that, yeah.
All right. What about fantasy? You don't. You sound like you've given up a little bit.
No, we bounced back last week and we got our lineup back together to some extent. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yesterday was a pretty good day overall. Like, most of the top guys in fantasy got there. I needed Jacoby Myers last night. It's just, you see a guy get hurt like right away. It's just the worst. It's happened a bunch of times lately where the first play with Rondale Moore, Mike Williams on Sunday night, like Myers, he caught it. And he came back, and he was in so much pain, it seemed, last night. Still got to 3 for 62, at least. Full marks to that guy for getting back out there.
On a day where I watched, like, the football was on all day. I didn't watch everything super closely. But it was on, and I didn't even think to look at fantasy one time. So, I don't know. I didn't need the Vikings defense to score 15 against us, I can tell you that.
Oh, the kick return, Nwangwu.
Yeah. Pollard only had 8 points. So I would say fantasy didn't go great for us.
Barkley went kind of how I thought, where I'm not sure he's wearing out, but very much tougher defense schedule he faces, you know, including yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just okay. You could live with it. I think it was 15 points in PPR. You can live with it. But, like, you're not getting – and he got a touchdown. That's how he – made it a day you could live with. Is he got in the end zone, but otherwise, like, the big plays aren't happening. There was a chance he had one on a swing pass, but the throw was bad. I thought there was potential on this one play for him to go. The throw was bad. You know, what'd you get? You got Lamb was strong in this game, and then, you know, Elliott with did he score twice?
I don't know.
Schultz scored twice. He didn't score twice. Dalton Schultz scored twice for Dallas. All right. Who couldn't cover, by the way, despite... never mind. It's not your problem.
I meant to look. I felt like, because I was paying attention to that. Like, the ending of that game was, you know...
Gift.
I'm like, okay, you know, picks. Blah. And I thought they scored with, like, almost no time left to cover, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I should stop saying that and look at the box score, but now I can't find it because, of course, I'm looking too hard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It counts. It's still a win for the
right. It doesn't
giant
really
betters.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
How it happened, right? I mean, but
we'll do picks next after the update. Again, 7 o'clock for Sabres pregame. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.